Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Beef prices are at tremendous levels, all the way from pasture to plate. But marketing animals still requires paying attention to details to get the greatest value. As ranchers wean calves and pregnancy check the herd, open cows will be identified and most likely sorted off for sale. Many in the industry advise feeding market cows for added condition and potentially higher revenue. But there's another reason to hit pause on selling cows right after weaning. It gives their udders time to dry and reduces the chances that milk will contaminate the carcass. Yes, milk is considered a contaminant in the harvest plant, reports SDSU Extension Livestock Production and Stewardship Field Specialist Addie Stamps.
Whenever they get to the processor, the udders have to be removed, and it's really easy for that milk to come into contact with the meat. And when it does, that meat has to be discarded because it's contaminated.
Full udders are considered a defect at the processing facility. In the most recent National Beef Quality Audit, roughly 48% of all defects in cow carcasses were due to full udders. Stamps encourages ranchers to be more thoughtful about how lactating cows may impact the beef chain.
I think it's really important that as producers, we not only think about what happens during our stage of production, you know, whether you're the cow-calf producer, the feed yard, you can't just think about your stage of production. You've got to always be thinking about the end goal as well.
For more on cold cow management, visit extension.sdstate.edu.